Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful for your tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak only things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we've said on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question, maybe you have a Bible subject that you've been studying and would like to submit this for us to consider on the program, certainly let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. This evening at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will have a Bible study. We have classes for all ages. We urge you to come, bring your family, bring your Bible, and study God's Word with us. That is the only thing that we will be studying in all of the classes will be things containing and concerning God's Word. If it's at all impossible for you to come tonight, log on at 7 o'clock to eastabbotville.org/live, and you can see and hear the Bible study. If you're familiar with YouTube, the church has a YouTube page. If you're YouTube channel, rather. If you're familiar with Facebook, the church has a Facebook page. All of these is available for you to be able, if you cannot come, to be able to see and hear the Bible study being conducted this evening at 7 p.m. He has the face of an angel. Have you ever said that about someone? Maybe your wife or your child or maybe your grandchild. But you know, if you had to choose someone in the Bible who had the face of an angel, who would it be? Perhaps Mary, the mother of Jesus, or maybe Sarah, the beautiful wife of Abraham. Well, surprisingly, in the Bible, the face of an angel belonged to a man who was hated, he was hunted, and he was executed. In Acts chapter 6, verse 15, and facing their gaze on him, and to him is Stephen, all who were sitting in the council saw his face like the face of an angel. Stephen, of course, was one of those seven men who were chosen to deal with the matter that arose in the church at Jerusalem concerning the Grecian widows. We see that the apostles commanded that they choose seven men of good reputation that they could set over this business of taking care of these widows. And we see that Stephen was one of those seven men that were chosen. He was an impressive man, as chapter 6 of Acts, verse 5 says, he was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And it said that he spoke with wisdom as he presented the story of the Old Testament and how that it brought up to the point of Christ. In fact, if you want a concise history in as little space as it's possible to put it, and get a general overall view of what is in the Old Testament, read Acts chapter 7, because that's what Stephen does. He gives a history of the Old Testament and brings it to its fulfillment in Christ. But the story that we're talking about concerning Stephen, it ends with his being put to death. Put to death for just simply telling the truth. You know, we're all, I hope, familiar with his preaching in chapter 7. But really, it's the background in chapter 6 that I think is applicable to us. What can we learn from the events that led to his speech and to his death? Let's turn in Acts chapter 6 and read verses 9 and 10. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freemen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. See, what we can learn here is that truth can never be shaped to our circumstances. See, Stephen's adversaries then are like our society now, that is, a society that would like for us to reshape, remold the gospel to accommodate man's desires, what man wants. See, that's why we're told that there are no facts when it comes to the Bible, just interpretations, your interpretation, my interpretation. And so the assertion that dealing with the Bible is like attending an art gallery, where everybody goes in, looks at the picture, they form their own interpretation of what this picture is saying, or maybe even some classical music. Just take these two things together, an art gallery or classical music, it's your interpretation, it's the impressions that are being made upon you, and those impressions, those interpretations are just as valid for you as they are for someone else. That's where many people put the Bible in that same category, whether they realize it or not. And yet, there is a reason that the psalmist, in Psalms 119, verse 104, made this statement, "Through your word, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." See, we must always remember that God Almighty doesn't much care if we're popular, or if we are, by the world's standards, successful. But he cares deeply if we are faithful. And so, the fundamental question is not, will it work? Will it sell? Will it entertain? No, the fundamental question is it true? And another thing that we see, as we look at Stephen, truth will always bring opposition. You know, the enemies of Stephen, as we read there in verse 9, they argued with him. There arose some from the synagogue who disputed with Stephen. We find in verse 11, "And they secretly induced men to say, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God.'" We see in verse 12, "They stirred up the people, the elders, the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council." And we find that ultimately, we read verses 57 in chapter 7. And here's what we read. "Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes down at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." See, the enemies of Stephen, they argued with him, they lied about him, they kidnapped him, and they ultimately executed him. The Bible is always brutally honest with us. You know, I wish that the passage said that everybody immediately understood the truth of his sermon. They congratulated him on his precise reasoning that he engaged in. And they formed a line waiting to be baptized. And all's well that ends well. But unfortunately, it doesn't say that at all. When we read the story of Stephen, if you are reminded of the story of Jesus, it's with good reason. Jesus and Stephen had false witnesses. Jesus and Stephen were both charged falsely. Jesus and Stephen, the people that were dealing with them, they had every intention to kill them. They carefully, both of them, with both Christ and Stephen, the people carefully twisted the words of Stephen and Jesus. And they used highly unquestionable, unlawful tactics to bring about the judgment that they cast upon them. All find their place on both stories. You see, the preaching of unadulterated truth will always bring opposition. And so Daniel had his lion's den, Joseph his prison, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had their fiery furnace, Jeremiah had his pit, and Paul had his chains, and Stephen the stones that literally beat the life out of him. And let's be honest. In 21st century America, if you preach what the Bible says on divorce and remarriage, on homosexuality, on what the Bible says about the role of women in the church, the inspiration of the scriptures, if you teach what the Bible says about the Genesis account of creation, and on and on and on, someone will be mad. And yet our commission is Ephesians 4, verse 11. Speak the truth in love. And that's unchanging. When we have the courage to stand against the night that our nation is growing into, opposition has to be inevitable. But truth ultimately can't be stopped. Go back to Stephen in chapter 6. In verse 15, and all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. See, this verse had been variously explained by the scholars. Does it mean that he possessed an angelic calm in the face of a storm? Does it mean there was some type of transfiguration, maybe, of his features? Does it mean that he spoke with an angelic confidence, as one of these scholars said, and I quote, a look that told of inspiration within, clear eyes burning with inner light, end of quote. Well, whatever it was not what the Sanhedrin, it was not what this council expected. Stephen was not worried. Stephen was not wringing his hands. Stephen was not begging to be released. How can he be calm and composed in the face of opposition? Two things, two reasons. First, he had an absolute confidence in the truth that he preached. Second, he had an absolute confidence in the God that he served. Throughout this text, it said that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Now, granted, we can't speak newly inspired words from God, nor can we perform miracles to confirm that word, but cannot we read the inspired Word of God and know with confidence what He would have us to do? Can't we take that Word into our heart and let it determine what we will do and say and be? Of course we can. How do we know that all of this matters? Because Jesus, who sat at the right hand of God, stands. He stands to receive and honor and welcome Stephen, and He'll do the same for us, provided that we, like Stephen, have stood up for him. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WVSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.